Welcome back to No Filter Podcast. I'm Brittany, and of course, I'm here with Antoine.
Hi.
How's everything going?
I'm doing good. Good week. How was your week?
It was good, I guess. A little busy, but it was good.
A little busy. What'd you do?
Doctor's appointments, and we still got a couple more. I literally had this whole week. It is.
You had a doctor's appointment this week? You had one?
I have one, and each one of the kids had one.
Oh, I'm the phone.
No, not London.
Two of the kids.
Trinity had two, London has one, I had one.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
And it was all scheduled like 3 months ago.
Not really, because I took her to I took London to hers.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about hers. That wasn't this week, that was last week.
You got another one?
No, but she has to go get that labs done on Friday.
Oh, you
but
can go
Jordan has an appointment that day, so I'm going to wait till we go up there to do it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Jordan had one.
Yeah. I didn't know either. They just texted me today, so. Yeah, I'm one of those parents. But anyways, let's go ahead and jump into the podcast. So, first of all, for those of you who listened to last week's episode, we apologize. I listened back to it. It was a lot of laughing. It was a lot of laughing and chuckling and giggling. And I was so drunk. Were you drunk? You was drunk.
Yeah, I don't remember the episode.
Yeah.
I remember some of it, but I'm not.
Oh my god. It was took entirely too long to cut to the chase and get to the point.
Yeah, your friend was here, we was just having a good time and it was just like
first time listeners who had to endure that that drunkenness. It was fun though. Anyway, so we're back to shout out to Sierra. Thanks for coming on the show. It was fun. Let's back to me and Antoine doing our regular wine and what you drinking? Whiskey.
I don't know. I'm drinking bourbon.
Oh, bourbon.
I think.
And twisted tea.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways, what you want to start with?
I don't know, whatever.
It's been a slow week, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, other than the Olympics was the only highlight, but then it hasn't been a highlight.
We'll get to that, but so I was listening to another podcast, and I heard that they got a Whitney Houston
hologram
show concert in Vegas at Harris. So I'm kind of like on the fence about this.
I want to know, like, is it her vocals?
Yeah, because I think her sister okayed it. I'm not for sure. But somebody in her family okayed it.
Somebody from her family okayed it.
Yeah, somebody from her family okayed it. But I don't know. I'm on the fence about it because I feel like just let
honestly,
her be.
Honestly, though, if it was a Prince one, I would go see that. Cause like, I was thinking the same thing, like just let her be. But I was thinking, well, if it was a Prince one, like I would see that.
Honestly, same with Michael Jackson too. Cause remember they did that Michael Jackson thing at the BET Awards.
But that was different. That was at an award show.
What? I'm wondering what happened with that because remember when Michael Jackson did it, his family was pissed off about it. So I'm like, who gives the okay for these things to happen?
It was at an award show. It was probably the label. If the label still, it depended on what songs it was, because Michael Jackson owned a lot of that shit.
It was the new songs, so like that's the very new ones.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably some label shit.
I forget which song it was. That it was a new one, one of those new ones. Even the ones that the family said that that they didn't even approve of those albums, like a little bit after.
Yeah, that was label. That's why.
But yeah, so they got a Whitney Houston concert in Vegas. So like I said, I just feel like I didn't like just let her be, and then on top of that, the family is still making money off of her, even though they probably are already because of her music and it being streaming.
It usually goes to her estate, and whoever the head of her estate is the one taking care of that. And then, like, I mean, I mean, what do you,
I mean, just let it be what it is. Streaming, you know, record sales, if anybody's still buying records. Art or publishing. Movies that she was in, like, type of stuff like that. Like, bringing new shit, like hologram stuff. I don't know. But I will say this. That is something I would like to see.
If the family is doing it right, if they're not just doing it for a cash grab, if they're like, you know.
What else could they be doing it for?
Honestly, they probably just want to. If depending on how close they were, they probably just want to see it.
Are they not donating it to a fan club or to me? I don't know. I don't know if I would like that. But then I don't know. Maybe some family members would be like, you know, we would like to see that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe I would think that would be creepy for me. Yeah, it would make me depressed.
Because I still don't know how Snoop Dogg did it when they did the Tupac thing.
When they did the Tupac
thing. I don't understand how he was able to do that. Cause like you could see it wasn't the best quality, but you can see his face, like he still tried to play hard, like, but his face looked it kind of. And then as soon as his verse was over with, he was gone off the stage.
Yeah, so that was tight too.
Yeah.
I don't know. He probably, and even from his view where Snoop Dogg was at, he probably didn't see it like the crowd saw it, like the hologram. He probably didn't. It didn't look how.
Man, I don't know.
From his view. But I don't know.
But still talking back and forth like they did the little dialogue and shit.
Yeah, but that wasn't him.
But still, you can just still, like, he did his verse, and as soon as his verse was over, he was gone. Mm-hmm. Like, he ran, got off stage real quick. That probably fucked with him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that'd be something good for, like, all the older ladies and, you know,
that's
the
older probably, people, that's probably what it's for, older that crowd.
Date nights and, you know, type thing, but. I mean, that sounds something that Vegas would do, you know? Speaking of Whitney Houston.
What do you mean, speaking of Whitney Houston? She doesn't have no new... Oh.
Ray J used to go together.
I was like, she doesn't have any new news out there.
Her and Ray J used to go together. So, I don't know. Ray J did this. What, you sent it to me. What was it?
I don't know. Like, I just seen the pictures, and it was just like in the bed and in these robes with a look like a Kim Kardashian. Looked just like her. Like,
yeah. When I saw, I'm like, what the fuck?
Because I thought it was her. I'm like, what the fuck?
I thought it was her too. So he put out some pictures. Maybe it was 3 or 4 pictures of him and some girl that looked like Kim Kardashian, and basically they was in some robe. She was in a bikini. He was in a robe, and they was like hugged up and touching asses and all that stuff. But just a few weeks ago, literally probably like a month ago, he was on a Breakfast Club with Bow Wow when they just blew down at the Breakfast Club. And he was talking about how he was, oh, I'm married and I'm a husband. And he was saying all this shit.
Ain't they not together?
He said they was working on a Breakfast Club. He said they was working.
So it could have just been a photo shoot then. It could have been a video. You could have got music coming out.
I looked on his Instagram. He deleted all his pictures so that nobody can comment about it. So, which, that was smart.
So that make you know he got something coming then.
Maybe.
Because
him and Bow Wow was saying that they had something coming when they was on a Breakfast Club. I don't know.
I didn't listen to that whole thing. Because they just, honestly.
I didn't listen to the whole thing
they
towards
both,
the end.
They both was like, it was just a lot going on.
Yeah, it was.
So it was like,
I don't know. I just thought that was weird. I was just trying to figure out what's going on. But we'll see. We'll see what he got coming.
I guess.
I mean, I think he should just kind of just let it. I feel like he at that age now, you know, where it's like, he used to be popping.
Ray J got money, though.
I know that. But I'm like, saying, you didn't let me finish. He at that age now where it's like, you used to be popping, you're not no more. You got a bomb ass business. Like, people always talk about his earphones, his headphones.
Yeah, honestly,
where it's like number top three. Like, they say the AirPods, then the Beats, and then they always talk about him. And he's always the one, the his Raycons, they always be like, oh, you know, because I know around Christmas, a bunch of kids wanted AirPods. And people were saying, like, oh, you know, they cost too much, this and that, and the third. And everybody was like, get some Raycons. Like, they affordable and, you know, they good as fuck. So, when I saw that, I got you some Raycons. The pods, they basically like AirPods, but they was only $80, and you didn't have them for what, 3 years? Got them in a washer a couple of times. They still fine.
Get washer and dryer. Honestly, the only reason I'm going to buy some, I'll need to buy some more, is just because I broke the pot. So the pot is broke a little bit, so it opened and kind of, and but that's, it's been through a lot though. It's not like it's just one time. That was
what, Christmas of 2019 or 18?
18 or 19.
So, I mean, those.
No, it was 18. It was 18.
Yeah, it was.
Christmas of 18. Mm-hmm. And honestly, and those were the cheaper ones. So it's like, I'll spend the, what, 20 or 30 more bucks to get to the expensive ones. Because it's like, if those lasted so good.
Yeah. But I think he just need to just chill. Like, honestly, I don't even think he need to be on Love and Hip Hop no more.
And then he got, like, those Scooty bike things.
Oh, too. Yeah, he got those. And his shit sells. Like, and then on top of that, it's like, I don't know if they still have the arrangement, but I know Kim Kardashian had to pay him $15,000 a month for the sex tape.
It's probably like some type, like how they do with records, like some type of publishing or some shit. Whatever she make, he probably get the percentage off of that.
He does, and that's what it was. It was $15,000 a month.
But I doubt if it's still bringing in that. I mean, I don't
know if it's that much anymore, but I know that was a few years ago. But
supposedly she's still making about $250,000 a year from that.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't need to do whatever he's trying to do. Just don't do. I mean, I don't know what it is, because it might be another promotion for something else.
I mean, but just stay
in the tech. He's marketable.
All you gotta do is just stay in the tech world.
He's marketable. He sells, like, music, not so much. He's entertaining on Love and Hip Hop, honestly.
He did have that run, but I think we should move on, because honestly, we talk way too much about fucking Ray J. We should just move on.
He does. Oh, you talking about Love and Hip Hop?
No, I said we should move on, because we spent too much time talking about Ray J.
I mean, no, I'm just saying he's marketable. Like, he's still kind of that guy, but it's kind of like, all right, you an uncle now. Is that what they call men? You know how they call girls aunties? You an auntie now, Ray J.
I don't know. Pipe you tell down. Me. Use a girl. What do you call?
Pipe down. Anyways, speaking of Ray J. So, speaking of Ray J, speaking of Lil' Kim, speaking of Kanye. No.
I don't know. Where are you going? I don't know what
you're
talking about.
So, Kanye did a listening party? Is that what it was?
I guess it was a listening party or whatever for his album. And he did it in Atlanta in the football stadium, but where the album at?
Are you gonna listen?
Yeah, because I heard I heard a little bit of the one song he had.
I don't give a damn.
It was a Beats. It was for Beats.
I don't give a damn.
Because the one chick, Shakira, whatever the runner, it was her commercial for Beats or whatever, and it was him. But then Jay-Z popped up on it, and it's like, hold on, so him and Jay-Z cool now?
That don't mean anything.
From what I hear, it's...
Jay-Z probably was like, this is going to be a bag.
No, he said something like it's like the, it's going to be another, or it's like the rebirth of Watch the Throne, or it sounds like another Watch the Throne, or some shit like that.
He did that verse that day, too, they said.
So it's like, honestly, if he... Honestly, he's crazy as fuck, because you seen him when he was on stage. What did he do? He hit a piano key. Ding, motherfuckers went crazy, and he like walked away. First of all,
did you see he had fucking pantyhose on his head? That's what I was like, what the fuck?
And then he went to the soccer FIFA championship or some shit like that, and he was in the crowd. He was in the crowd. No, he had no the at the show he had on white. This one he had on
red.
So he had on a big red bubble coat with like a full face mask over his head.
It's not a face mask, it's pantyhose.
I don't think that was
pantyhose. Sheer, the nude pantyhose.
But that's not the first time either. I've been saying with black, tan, white shit over his face.
What are you trying to prove? That's another thing. You're getting older, you got kids that's getting older, you don't want to be an embarrassment.
I mean, it's our, we know he's crazy. Well, he's not, I don't want to say he's crazy, but we know he got issues.
I haven't... And I tapped believe in to Kanye since that one album,
not Twisted Dark Fantasy.
But no, you see, you doing too much. Back. I was in college.
808.
That one. First of all, I haven't tapped in since that, and I didn't. I don't.
You ain't like my Twisted Dark Fantasy? You're tripping.
No,
you're tripping.
I don't like anything.
You're
not Twisted. I don't give a. I don't even know what the hell.
That was the one, the monster with And then All of the Lights, the Rihanna song, that had all that shit on it.
Rihanna song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, yeah, so maybe that after scene. That one.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't give a damn.
The last Kanye CD that I really fucked with was Yeezus.
And I didn't like
because nobody liked it when it came out. But then again, a couple of years later, that was something that everybody went back to. Because his sound was like that sound was like what motherfuckers was doing later on. He was just a little bit ahead of the sound.
Y'all can have it. And I tell you what, you better not play it in this house. You better keep it on your damn Ray Pods, okay? Because I don't want to
fuck. No, honestly, I'm cool. I boycotted. I left Kanye alone because he was fucking with me. But if he back to
it, ain't no if he back. He did what he did. I'm not gonna forget. See, that's the thing.
What you mean he did? That's the one thing with people is like, okay, people can grow and learn from their mistakes. You just can't demonize somebody for something they did.
So you mean to tell me that when if R. Kelly get out of jail, we supposed to be like, oh, he grew. He got better from his mistakes.
That's exactly. Completely different circumstances.
Exactly. No, it's not.
He was fucking kidnapping people, keeping people in houses, fucking with little kids and teenagers and shit, and he's still claiming he didn't do nothing wrong.
Slavery was a choice?
And he still...
You think I'm supposed to forget that?
He didn't articulate that right.
Antoine, please, okay? Let's not do this.
Don't,
no.
I'm not trying to defend what he said. What he said was ignorant as fuck. But that's out of context. He said it was a choice.
Okay.
But he was saying, like, you couldn't do that to me. Like, you couldn't, but you didn't live in that time. You don't know what the fuck happened. So, it just was articulated completely wrong.
I guess, whatever. You have fun with that.
Yeah, I'm not defending the motherfucker because that was ignorant as fuck.
I won't be listening. So.
But you can't compare what he said, done. Slavery
we're,
and
let's
choice
move on
to
from
R.
Kanye.
Kelly.
We're talking too much about Kanye right now. Talking a little too much about niggas who wear stockings on their face. We talking too much. Alright, so you said something about Joel Osteen is a. So Joel Osteen is a megachurch pastor.
Yeah. Evangelist.
The white man.
Yeah, remember in when Houston was having the floods, how they wouldn't let people into his church.
He wouldn't let people into the church. And right. He has like a big dome church type.
A huge church, and he said it was flooded, but it was people that needed help, and they was like, "Look, no, but look, nothing's flooded in it." Like they was in the windows and the doors.
I kind of remember
saying
that.
Saying, "Well, basically, he got like a $4.4 million PPP loan."
What?
And of course, he don't got to pay it back. And he don't got to pay taxes on it because it's a church.
Read what he posted.
You got to do it. I can't do it on. It's on your on the Instagram.
So yes. So speaking of that, so I follow. I don't know if it's still an Instagram page. I follow this Instagram page that basically posts pictures of preachers from mega churches and like all the shit they got,
like clothes and shoes, and then next shoes. To it they show like the retail value of what.
Yes. So, I seen, like, a couple of pastors on there had Supreme t-shirts. You know them Supreme t-shirts be like.
Well, Supreme t-shirts are original. Like, they sell them at the stores for, like, $50-$60. But if it's, like, a limited release shirt.
Yeah.
You can spend about $500 for a fucking t-shirt.
Right. I know that. But the one I seen, the shirt was, like $14,000 or something like that. And he was wearing it. I forget what the page is called.
I think they might have took the page down or some shit like that because I don't get the post from that page anymore, which is kind of weird, but I guess
I don't have it.
I sent it to your Instagram just now.
So he basically so Joel Osteen is trending on Twitter for owning a $325,000 Ferrari. A 458 Italia. What is that?
That's like four. What is it? What is it?
458 Italia.
That's another Ferrari.
Oh.
Yeah, that's another Ferrari. That's what the car is. It's a Ferrari. It's a 458.
And for having $4.4 million in PPP loans. So. I guess, you know, people were saying shit to him on Twitter. So he says, the scripture says, every good gift comes from your Father in heaven above. What he is destined for your life is not limited by what kind of natural father you had. Your greatness comes from your Father in heaven. What he's spoken over your life will come to pass. So somebody said, with a $25 million mansion, a 325K Ferrari, not having to pay any taxes, having stolen $4.4 million PPP loan away from the needy, I'd say Joe Austin is Satan's favorite money launderer on earth.
Yeah, he got to be. Because it's like, it's honestly, out of all the motherfuckers that is scamming and bullshitting with that, it's not a lot. And y'all gonna get caught.
Like, it's a lot of famous people that got caught. Remember?
Yeah, a lot of the, because guess what they doing? They getting the big people. But all the little motherfuckers that's doing the $15,000, $30,000, $20,000 and just going on trips and blowing that shit, y'all gonna have to show where that money went, and y'all gotta pay it back. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get forgiveness and shit too.
So how come he doesn't have to pay it back?
It's a church shit. It's different how the way churches work. Cause they don't,
he write it off or something.
I don't know how the way that worked, but they don't gotta do it. That's a lot of shit they can get forgiveness on if you're a church. Like, you can get loans to fix up shit that you don't gotta pay back.
Speaking of which, I need to do my. Never mind, I didn't say that. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's why you can't believe these motherfuckers is gent, because he literally used a scripture verse to justify what he had.
And it's like, I don't even want to say I get it, because a lot of churches, okay, if you literally a full-time pastor, you're going to have to make money somehow.
Right? Yeah, I get it. Like, you're so supposed to.
So, you get money from the church, but I just don't like when, I remember, because I haven't been to church in a long time, but I remember when I was younger in church, like, I was probably in, like, 6th or 7th grade, I remember being in church, and I remember, they, you know, they were people coming up, putting the money in the plate or whatever. And I remember they did it like two more times. After the first one, it was like, all right, come on, come out your pocket. We need about this much more. Come out your pocket, come out your pocket. And I'm just like, okay. So then more people came up, whatever, whatever. Then it was again, all right, come on, we need about this. I'm just like, which I understand bills need to be paid in the church. You know, I understand that part of it. But a lot of the time you do see pastors wearing, I remember a lot, gaiters was a thing for pastors.
But even, not even that. Look at the one dude, what was his name? That got caught cheating. Dude in Atlanta.
Yes.
He got caught cheating and he bought
That's a lot.
And he bought his.
That's a lot.
No, but it's not the first time. He was on, what's one of those shows?
Ayama.
No, he was on one of those, one of those shows you watch on VH1.
Love Hip Hop?
He like one of those. He was like, he not on the show, but he like the pastor. And he be on it every now and then. Remember, he got caught. He bought his wife that Lamborghini truck
after
he got
caught. I feel like it was, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember, but he was on that show like praying over one of their marriages or something.
Yeah, and it's like, weren't you just trending a couple months ago? Mm-hmm. Cause you got caught cheating on your wife, and you had to buy her. You had to buy her a Lamborghini truck.
Crazy, and it's like, for me,
like,
if I was in that situation, of course, if you got so much money coming in from your church, of course you got to get some of that money because this is what you do. But I wouldn't be coming to church flashy as fuck. I definitely would be coming to church driving a Ferrari. I'd be putting that shit into the church. What about people? I'm sure there's somebody in your church that does not make half as much as you do. You know, and I don't know what they do in that church. You don't know if Joe Austin do, like, you know, turkey drives or whatever. But I definitely would make sure that shit goes unnoticed before you showing your car and your shoes and Supreme and what all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, like, that's the one thing that I believe that turned people off. Okay. It's just because, not turn people off of religion, turn people off of church.
Yeah.
Because it's just motherfucker, it's a lot of people that take advantage, and it's just like, y'all living this lavish lifestyle when y'all congregation
is struggling. And I feel like church is a plus.
Congregation is struggling. Like,
church is a plus. I feel like there are pastors, you know, of mega churches who are genuine. But I feel like for me, church, going to church is like a plus. Like, you could be spiritual. Like, for me, I consider myself spiritual. I pray all the time. I pray multiple times daily. You know, I try to do the right thing because I feel like there is a higher up in. They are watching me and they see when I do things that's fucked up. So I try not to do things like that, you know? But I feel like church, going to church to worship, that's just like a plus, you know? I feel like being spiritual and believing in God is something inside of you or something that you do for yourself, you know?
Right. My that makes sense. My whole thing is your belief is your, it's actually your personal relationship with God or your God or who you believe in. Like, that's your mm-hmm. relationship. You don't have to put it, you don't have to show somebody that you got a relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's what I got out of even little going to church. It's like people used to like criticize you and down talk to you.
I was about to say that.
And it's like, some honestly, church people is some of the evilest motherfuckers. And I know
at
like what? I know a lot of people that's just from the church that's like, like, y'all say this, but y'all like, y'all evil as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when I got, it was a point in my life where I started going back to church and I started, like, getting back into it and making myself go and shit. And then, like, I was talking to somebody that was heavy into it. And they told me, well, oh, you still go to that church? Well, I don't go there because nobody be there. I'm like, what you mean nobody be there? Like, I know that was the reason you went there because who was there?
Yeah.
Like, so that's just like, it's just
that's
like
weird. I noticed that at my church, I remember, well, not at my church, at my grandma's church, because that's the only church I really know. I remember I had went there one time and I hadn't been there for a while. And it was at a time in my life where I was actually trying to do better, trying to do the right thing, trying to be a better person. So I'm like, you know, let me start going to church. And so I went there and I remember, you know, they do excuse me, they do the prayer line. So I went up to the prayer line and I remember the pastor was like, oh, you know, I ain't seen you since you was a little girl, blah blah blah. So he start praying for me or whatever, and he goes like, you need to come here. You know, ain't nothing in them streets. You need to come here. And I was like, I was kind of offended by that. Because I'm like, hold up. Because I've been trying to do better. You know, like going.
But you wasn't, like, first of all,
I was probably like 20.
So how you know you was in, you was just.
So, and even back then, I didn't drink. Like, when I really didn't start drinking like that until I got with you. So.
Oh, thanks. So basically, I'm a bad influence on your life.
Shut up. No, I was just never a drinker. Like, even when we was in high school and stuff, like, you know, people around us drank. Even at prom, like, I didn't drink like that. But, I don't know. I kind of felt offended by that, like, a little bit. He was like, you need to start coming here. Ain't nothing in them streets. Come here. Come here. And I'm just like.
That's what I don't like about.
It made me kind of like, what the fuck he mean ain't nothing in these streets?
Right. You making it. That's what I don't like.
He probably thought she young, she don't come to church, she be out partying. Which I did, but like I really was at that point, like I was trying to do better, like not go out as much, like focus on my schoolwork, because I was still in school at that time, like, you know, be better. And when he said that, I was just like, now I'm looking like a fucking thug ass bitch in church, talking about ain't nothing in them streets. And I don't know, like, I just didn't like that assumption.
That's what I don't like about that, is the assumption.
And in church, that's like all they do. The biggest gossiping, like, in a lot of churches, is like the biggest gossiping pool. Because honestly, the older ladies at the church is like, they the worst.
And no, they the worst to talk about somebody, but it's like, they ain't got no room to talk.
Yeah. Even when I had that job, how I worked around all them old ladies was like the Lord and prayer, and this, they was like the worst people.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so if y'all haven't seen this shit, Joel Austin, he got a church in Houston. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I know when they went, he wouldn't let people in.
Look him up. From he's the a hurricane. White man.
Everybody know who he is.
He Yeah, and it looked like he be getting Botox too, looking at his face. Yeah, isn't it? He be getting Botox and shit too. So, I mean, a lot of people do say this, but a lot of people say that church is a scam. But let's not get it twisted. There are mega churches that are genuine.
Yeah, it is. I don't think it's a scam. I think people just look at it as like...
I like the one your dad goes to. Yeah. They seem like really good people.
Yeah. But it's just, it's not the church. It's not the pastor or anything. It's just like some people. Like, I just don't like that. You know, it's like...
People who be into church thinking they holier than thou.
Yeah, like, that's me. Like, I run off of energy. Like, that's what I just run off of energy and vibes. And if it's like people's energy, it's like, I don't feel that you're genuine when I meet you and shit like that. It's just like, I'm not, I'm sorry, but I can't get with that.
Yeah.
Because it's times when I went and I just like certain people was just like they rubbed me the wrong way, or even like talking to them was like they thought that I was something I wasn't. And just because they didn't see me that often and they knew my parents, my dad and his wife is just like,
yeah.
It was just anything like that.
Yeah, I always, every time I go to church, because I know the pastor, the past three times I went to church, it's been a while, but he always point me out in the crowd. He'd be like, I'm glad to see you here. And I was like, okay. But, I mean, who knows? So let's go ahead and move on. So the big story we want to talk about was Simone Biles. So apparently Simone Biles, she withdrew from a couple competitions in the Olympics. Yeah. You know more about this story than
I really don't know, because it just really broke. But it's like, if she dealing with the stress of everything going on, basically, people, I think, is we still in the middle of a pandemic.
So what exactly did she say at first?
She really didn't say too much. She just basically said she's taking a break from her mental health and basically saying, like, they in Tokyo, so they in Japan. Mm-hmm. They have nobody in the crowd.
And they don't fuck around like that in Japan.
Because, actually, I mean, they were actually doing good at the beginning, but it's actually they kind of regressed. Like, they actually where we were months ago.
Mm. So their numbers? The COVID numbers or?
Somewhat, yeah. They actually kind of, but they got better because they comply. So it's like they got bad, but yeah. They like, you know, they don't think they're, you know, better than, they don't think the government kind of control them and put microchips in their arms or whatever. But the thing with them is like, okay, you got to think, it's been a year, they've been under all this stress. They haven't been able to do what they do for a year. Like, they haven't been able to do shit. They haven't been able to train and work out like with their team or with their group and shit. And then you put them in the middle of the Olympics to where they gotta do the same shit, but they can't interact with each other. You getting tested every other day. You can't interact. You isolate it. And then they expect you to perform in an empty ass, huge ass gymnasium. It's not empty. Of course, you got your team and other motherfuckers there that work, but there's no crowd, no nothing. You don't got your family. And you on the other side of the world, literally. And people calling her weak, saying she can't, you know, like people.
Who calling her weak?
A lot of
whites.
A majority. Basically calling her weak or, oh wow.
I don't understand how you can call her weak. She's never gotten anything less than first place. She been doing this shit since she was, what, 13?
Bro, she still get cheated. Like, she don't even get all her points because they dock her for doing certain moves.
Doing moves that nobody else
can do.
Of course.
So, like, you still getting the highest scores, but you can't get the perfect score because they take shit away from you. Because you doing shit other people can't do. Like, I just seen this video. I forgot what gymnast said. Like, you know, she only get placed high or get good scores because she black. So the white girl tried to do the same routine she did, almost broke her ankle. So it's like,
see, it's called staying in your lane. It's called staying in your lane. If you can't do it, why is it up here? Then you want to bring in the race car, girl. See, that's the shit I don't like. Who was the gymnast? No,
okay, I don't
even. Don't even say her name.
But that's the one thing is like
stay people, in your lane.
She's only like 24, 25 years old.
And she's never placed anything less than first.
My thing is, like, they always with you when you support them, but when you take time out for yourself, then you weak. You signed up for this. Oh, what can you be dealing with mentally that normal people can't? We deal with stuff every day, so why can't you? You're a famous gymnast in the Olympics, and you can't do one job that you're supposed to do? Like, it's people saying that shit about her. And it's like...
Didn't they do the same thing with Naomi Osaka?
Yeah, when she withdrew from... Bro, she beat Serena twice. Okay, like,
it was the one chick...
She withdrew from... the biggest Wimbledon and the French Open, like, she literally at the top of her game. She may not be as good as she is right now ever again. And she, like, man, fuck y'all.
Yeah, the one lady, I forget, it was a some lady that worked for Fox, I think, I don't know. But she was, like, saying, talking shit, like, oh, you don't want to do press runs, but you want to cover a GQ or... She, you know, she got the cover at GQ.
But that's the thing, though. I know, she did that.
I know. She commented back to her and was like, of course you don't know things about the lead time. Like, because she had did that like a year ago.
Yeah.
And the lady was like, oh, you don't want to do press runs because of your mental health, but you want to cover at GQ. And she got like a Netflix series, I think, or something like that.
Which they did years ago.
Yeah, which was the same thing.
But actually, which was done, all that was done in 2019.
I was going to say, before the pandemic, she started that. So, but the lady was talking shit. Who, I don't know. I cannot
the one bitch the from Fox thing. News. She was
from Fox?
Yeah, okay. I can't stand that bitch.
So,
because she the same bitch.
She was
bitch,
talking shit about her.
She was the same bitch that's talking shit about the police officers in the, January 6th.
The Capitol riots.
Telling them it was saying it was nothing but a theatrical performance. There's theatrics. It wasn't an insurrection. It wasn't a terrorist attack.
Girl, shut your what?
She was like, yes, everybody that any act of violence
yeah,
should
it
be.
Wasn't pre- a, but let me tell you what, yeah. If them was niggas, then it would have been this was a catastrophe.
Yeah,
this
she, of girl. Course of course they used their keywords. It wasn't 9/11. You know, it wasn't a terrorist attack. She's like anybody that any acts of violence should be prosecuted to the fullest.
You know what, that's
law.
Fucked up that you even brought up 9/11. That's disrespectful as fuck to victims' families of 9/11.
But it's like you telling me they literally was broke into the Capitol building, got
with
into the floor of the house saying they was trying to get, they was, people, Nancy Pelosi, even though people don't, I'm, you can say I lean liberal a little bit more than conservative, but I don't even fuck with Nancy Pelosi, like, I don't like her, like, she's been in office for fucking
I'm
40 years, and
I'm gonna be completely honest, I don't even really fuck with Joe Biden like that. Like, Joe Biden is literally a conservative. He literally is probably leaning towards the same shit that Trump was, just not as arrogant as he was. But I'd rather vote for him than vote for Trump. That's what that was.
That's my whole thing, is like, I don't... That bigoted shit. Like, I don't... Like, if you can root...
I feel like
die, right
Joe
or die.
Biden is not a bigoted... Well, at least... Outward, he's not like it. Publicly, he's not a bigot. I said bigoted. At least
outward, I don't even
want to
talk
bigot.
About like that dumb shit. But it's just like, anyway, just to keep it back on track. It's like, you gotta think, they literally kids. Like,
I was just about to say, that's exactly what I was just getting ready to
like,
say. Kids.
Each person we talking about is under 25. They under 25 years old.
And they've been doing this for a long time.
They've been doing this for a long time. They literally at the top of their game. And they saying, fuck this. Like, I don't want to deal with this. Like I don't want to deal with this because y'all putting too much stress on me. Like,
and I can see that. Like she said, nobody in the stands. And then it's like, they can't like, run around.
You can't enjoy yourself.
Like, you got to be either on the floor or in your room, right?
Yeah, and then, like, you can train and shit, but it's, like, they strict. Like, you got certain times. You can be here, with this amount of people. Then you got to be back when you in your room. There's certain places you can go to eat, but you can't really congregate with people, like...
I understand that only because of the virus. I understand that. But at the same time, you can't get mad at somebody because they don't want to do that. You can't get mad at somebody for that.
Yeah, and then you can't...
Especially somebody like Simone Biles, who has been doing this since she was a literally a teenager.
And then, no, and this is not even, that's not different. Even the bad part. Even during all the bullshit going on, she took personal time, not, she took her own time and money out to help gymnasts and to open up her own, like, camp and school and shit to teach motherfuckers, because people forget it was, it's been the fucking Olympic doctor or gym, been molesting motherfuckers for like 20 years.
I forgot about that shit. Ooh, God. I hate that.
But he, this motherfucker been molesting girls for 20 years. So she putting girls in a safe space so they can do what they love to do.
Let her take her break.
So she got, so she dealing with that shit on top of
the
pandemic and everything else.
You deserve this break. You've literally been working or doing the Olympics for years now. More than 5 years.
Well, the Olympics is every 4 years. Well, whatever. But you know, even in between, though, you're still doing your comment. Like, you still do shit, and then you show up.
Yeah, and you're doing your, you know, your, and you show up for the Olympics. You're doing your deals, you know, with the companies. And then on top of that, you know, you got to stay in, you know, this perfect limelight, you know, like, because she, you know, she never had anything bad or whatever, but, and I feel like,
and just the stuff,
because of how she's black, she's a black female, I feel like she worked really hard to stay in that space where you have no backlash, you know. So why not let her take this break? Why you get backlash? You're taking a mental health break. I don't think, and I really love that Naomi Osaka did what she did. Even before all of this, how she did it, she didn't like the media question. She didn't feel like doing that. What's wrong with that? Like, people don't understand anxiety is a real thing. No matter if you got a craft that you good as fuck at, you can't sit up here and show up and want to talk to people and answer all these questions. Then on top of that, you don't know what they're going to ask you. Even with, like, that the one chick, Shikari, how they was asking her about her mom and she didn't even know. Asked her about her mom passing away. She didn't even know her mom passed away.
I don't think she was, that her?
That was her.
Oh wow, I didn't
they
know
was that. Asking her,
well, about, no, I think it was her mom or her grandma. It was something weird.
One of those. But they was asking her about a family member passing away. She didn't even know it yet. And they asked her about
I didn't know
it.
That.
So, like, stuff like that is like, you can go and, you know, you have no idea what questions they're going to throw at you. Then you make one wrong move, that's like the story, you know? So even now, like, her not participating in Olympic competitions is like, that's the story now. And then people dragging her for it.
This is what I don't get. People dragging her for it, calling her weak. You're not a team player. If you, basically saying, if you start something, you need to finish it out. Why, you know, you're not strong enough to finish. Basically saying it's an attention grab, but it's like, if you a motherfucker, excuse me, if you a motherfucker that never made it out of high school sports, never made it to the next level, maybe if you made it to college sports, but you never made it to the professional level, who are you to even speak on somebody that's on a professional level?
Exactly.
Because you never had to deal with that stress.
You never know what that is.
Professional.
Honestly, that's like, I feel like that's a lot with fame, period. Kids and fame. Like, you know, kids, and that's how come people don't even see, like, a lot of times when people is kid stars, if they don't have, like, the right, you know, it's some kid stars that grew up to be okay. Like, in my mind, I'm thinking right now of Journey Smollett. Like, she grew up to be okay. She been in the game for a long time. And I feel like that had a lot to do with her family dynamic. But then there's other people like
her brother.
he wasn't a child star. We not even gonna talk about it. But then it's fucking Orlando Brown. Like, he was around the same time as her, and it's like, what happened to you that didn't happen to her? You know, like, what, you never know what these kids is going through. And then I remember
but this is different. You really can't compare athletes to actors and actresses.
I mean, my thing is the fame part, the notoriety, like, you just being in the limelight, period.
Yeah.
I feel like that has a lot to do with it. Even if, rather you a star, or like, even you can even say LeBron James. Like, he been in the limelight since he was a teenager. And it's like, he's humble. It seems like he's humble, you know?
Yeah, but it's like, he get too much flack. And it's just like,
like I said, he get a lot of sex. I feel like he's one of those people that know kind of how to handle it, you know.
But then again, you don't know what he do. What he do at home?
Yeah, we don't know.
He get dragged, and he do a lot of shit, especially here. Like from where he from.
We can talk about that Space Jam. Niggas was hating as fuck on Space Jam.
Grown ass 30, 40 year old motherfuckers.
But it's been like that. It's been like that since he been like a thing. Like he's from our city. So it's been, I literally seen people say, I ain't going to see that shit. Y'all dick riding going to see Space Jam. I'm like, what the fuck?
First of all, it's a kids movie. I'm taking my kids to see the movie.
Yes, what the fuck are you talking about? And for me, I'm gonna be honest. I ain't gonna watch Space Jam again, but I ain't gonna say I took the kids. I didn't take the kids to see it. Your dad did.
Yeah, my dad took.
But we watched it. We watched it, and it was cute. It was a kids' movie.
And even the lesson at the end of the day was a good movie for this time.
Yes.
For kids now.
Yes, and my thing is, of course, and that's another thing about movies and when they remake movies. Of course, it's not going to be the classic Space Jam. It's not going to be the same as the classic Space Jam. We are the Space Jam. When did Space Jam come out? Like 94, 95? Like, literally, we are in a completely different time. Like, for those of y'all that sit there talking shit about Space Jam, we are in a completely different time. So, with our kids... Our kids liked the original Space Jam. So, I got them hip to the original Space Jam. So, when this one came out... Yeah, that was
years ago.
When did Space Jam come out?
Probably 95, 96. Had to be wrong.
So, that's what I'm saying. Is y'all really... the people that's comparing it...
First of all, no. People are really comparing LeBron's acting versus Michael Jordan's acting. Neither one was good.
I was about to say, even watching the old Space Jam, I'd be like, okay. But whatever, it was parts of both movies that I enjoyed. I enjoyed the first one because back then, Looney Tunes was still popping.
With watching the new one, our kids are actually watching my girls. I just seen now, the past couple of days,
they've been watching
the new Looney Tunes on HBO Max.
Yeah.
So it's it's opening up old shit to them that they like. Yes,
I enjoyed that. I liked how on the old Space Jam, how they had all the Looney Tunes characters. It was all the Looney Tunes characters in the crowd. This one was all the WB characters.
Yeah, all the Warner Brothers.
All the Warner Brothers characters, which I was like, holy shit. It was even with both, you kind of got that same feeling. Looking in the crowd at the first one, you're like, oh, there's this. And then when you look at the new one, you're like, oh shit, the mask.
This was more like a pop culture thing.
Yes, the mask. Rick and Morty made an appearance.
It had the fucking dragons from Game of Thrones.
Yes, I enjoyed that. That movie.
It was even the Flintstones and shit.
And I loved that they had the other players in it too, which they did in the first Space Jam too. I loved how they had a woman in this, in this. So,
but actually, I like the reason they had the players because they had, even when they was in they looked like the players, you know what I'm saying? And each player represented
the little monsters from the last Space Jam. No, my favorite part was when they was like, oh, Michael Jordan. They thought they found Michael Jordan. I'm like, oh shit, Michael Jordan about to make an appearance. Yeah. And it was Michael B. Jordan. That shit was funny. But other than that, of course, I'm not going to watch that movie again. Unless the kids want to watch it. But I watched it and I enjoyed it.
It wasn't a bad movie. And it taught a good lesson to kids. That was the main thing to take about it. Okay, it's a kid movie. What the kids going to learn from this movie? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, and you see somebody actually already fucking defaced the world.
Oh my God,
yes. That's made out here in the city now. And it's seriously, bro?
You know what? I'm not even going to focus on that. We got the picture of the mural undefaced on our page, on our Instagram page. And we have the artist on there. So y'all go give her, follow her. It's a really good mural. So I don't know who did it. It had to be a grown ass man, I think. Even if it was a kid, it's just girl, what are you doing? Like, and they put, it looked like they put like a clown nose on him.
Yeah, they put a clown nose on LeBron, calling him a clown. I don't know what the words.
It said flop or something.
Oh, basically, so it's a grown ass man that watch basketball, because people say LeBron is a big flopper, and then you put a clown nose over his face. Mm-hmm. So you're not a kid doing that. You're a grown ass individual.
So speaking of Space Jam, we can go ahead and move on to Baywatch.
No, we want to talk about. I wanted to talk about the how the NFL is making vaccines mandatory. Like, do you think vaccines should be mandatory?
I don't think it should be. I think it should be a choice still.
It should be.
Depending on.
But say okay, it can. Fuck
okay,
up
my thing is in certain areas like New York is so packed. I don't know. I know they said Mayor Bill, is it Bill de Blasio?
In New York, he
made it mandatory that if they don't get a vaccine, that they have to do weekly COVID tests. Yeah, I believe, think it should be either or.
I believe they're about to do that in all federal buildings across the country. Like, you either get the vaccine or you get weekly tests.
Yeah.
But that's federally. But my thing is with the NFL is, like, if one person get it.
So the NFL made it mandatory?
They're making it mandatory. If you get the vaccine, you basically straight. But if you don't get the vaccine, you can get fined. If you get COVID and you don't get the vaccine, you can get fined every game you miss and every practice you miss.
Wow, even when they're sick?
Yeah, because you could have took a preventative measure and you didn't. And then,
okay, so what happens? This is a weird question, but what happens if they don't make it? Do they still have to pay them fines? I don't understand what they fine people if they get sick. My thing is,
but that's what I'm saying. You getting sick, you could have got the vaccine. You want to do regular shit. You're traveling, and then at the end of the day, you affecting the bag.
But the vaccine is not 100%.
Yeah, it's not.
It's still not even approved by the CDC. That's what I don't like about them making it mandatory. If it was approved by the CDC, maybe
it's approved for emergency use. But my thing is, it makes sense because you're putting everybody on the team at risk. So if you get sick, you messing up everybody.
I mean, they're getting COVID tested every time they come around a group.
Yeah, but still, it's still contact tracing. Well, you was around this player, you was around this player. Because they trying to get.
But if those players are vaccinated,
you still can't. They still don't want you around other people. Like, it's still, you can still spread the shit.
So you agree with it?
I don't agree. In certain situations, like in this type of situation, you're going to be around everybody. Then you're going to go back and do your regular shit. You're going to fly everywhere you go. I even heard it's even going to be different.
Do they fly private?
It's going to be different. If you vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, you can't fly on the same plane as people as vaccinated. Because it's like, you're still living about your everyday life. It's not how it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
You still doing regular shit. So it's like, if you doing regular shit and still mingling with other motherfuckers, then no, we don't want you on a team with everybody else if you're not vaccinated.
I definitely feel like that is going to... Aside from what we're talking about, the vaccinations, I definitely feel like the virus is going to get worse before it gets better. Mm-hmm. California didn't already brought back their mask mandate.
My thing
did
is...
Did New York do it too?
I don't think so.
It's some other place that did it too.
No, my thing is with the NFL is you saying that you don't know what the vaccine is going to do to you. It's players are saying they don't know what the vaccine is going to do to them. I don't feel safe.
Which you can't... You can't fault them for that.
Hold up.
Okay.
You playing football in the NFL. So you willing to risk your life playing football, you see the effects of CTE, but you willing to do this.
But listen to this. That's something new.
What's something new?
Listen, not everybody gets CTE.
Yes, it does.
A lot of people do.
This is going
back.
No, they ignored it. This is going back.
From
like, it's players from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Listen to what I'm saying. There are players, but not everybody gets, you know, a glimpse of that CTE. And, you know, you always have some of those players that get the higher effects of it where they're killing themselves or they have mental problems and stuff. I understand that. That is very serious. But also, this is something new. This is something new.
What's new?
And this is not even just for NFL.
What's new? What's new? What's new?
This is not even NFL.
I'm asking you, what's new?
I'm telling you. Let me talk. everybody, period, who's trying to get this vaccine, they don't know what's in it. Let me ask you, what reason do we have to trust the United States government?
Polio, smallpox, Spanish flu.
Okay. But there are cases where people got vaccinated and have died from the vaccine. There are, and that's not a lot. I understand the percentage is not a lot, but that's scary. There are cases where people have gotten the vaccine, got COVID, and died. So it's kind of like, it's okay. New, it's scary. You might as well just fucking leave it where
okay.
It is.
Okay, I don't have the actual numbers. This is not actually, but it's like, okay, you have a million people have the vaccine. Okay? Out of that million people, okay, 100 of people get COVID. Okay? Out of that 100 people that actually got it, say 35 people died from COVID that had a vaccine out of a million people that got vaccinated. Now, out of a million people that wasn't vaccinated, oh, well, you get 1,000 people get it, and then what? 400 die from it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just the numbers mm-hmm. game.
It is, but again, I don't like how people get on anti-vaxxers. Not even anti-vaxxers. I don't know. People who are not decided not to get the vaccine, how some people who did get the vaccine are calling, oh, you're stupid, da da da.
Oh, I don't
care.
But then
people people who did get the vaccine are calling people stupid who didn't get the vaccine.
I don't agree with that at all. It's like, okay, it's your decision.
Yeah.
But then again, if you get it and something happened to you, then that's your fault.
Okay, but that, see, you sounding like, if you don't get it,
No, I'm not sounding like nothing. I'm just saying, if you willing to take, like, you took that choice to do that. So
okay, but here's my thing. The person that's what I'm who saying, didn't like, get it.
If I am vaccinated, I don't care if you don't get vaccinated.
The
I don't
people
care.
Who didn't get it can say the same thing. Oh, if you get it and something happened to you.
Exactly. That was my choice. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. That's my choice. Just like whatever you decide, you have to live with that choice. Nobody else does. But I just feel like maybe people who are mandatizing it, which I understand because the NFL, like you said, they're traveling, they're doing all this, they're doing all that. But the only thing why I don't agree with it is because it's not approved by the CDC. There's a reason. There's a reason, which we don't know. There's a reason why it's not approved by the CDC. What is that? If it is approved by the CDC and they're like, okay, y'all got to get this, blah, blah, blah.
I would feel
more comfortable with it being mandatory.
I believe one of them are... But I don't know which one.
I don't think any of them.
No, I think that one of them did get the approval, but I'm not sure which one it is.
I mean, that's just my take on it.
But honestly,
and I can understand why people are not trusting it, and it's only because it's not approved. Not even only because, but that's one of the reasons why it's not approved.
It's approved for emergency use, and the reason approved is because it didn't go through all the rigorous tests that normally it should be. But okay. Then again, this is how shit work. Is usually a tragedy
but that's
happens.
Just like people who don't get the flu shot.
I'm saying a tragedy always happens, and then it makes everybody work on one thing, which like progresses technology and how the way shit work. It always happened. Like, it always happened. So, this right here, this incident with the vaccine and all that shit and how fast it was made and all that. I mean, it's new technology that's actually in the future could help us out. You know what I'm saying?
We don't know that.
Like, this shit happened in the past.
We don't know that for 100% sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, we know motherfuckers kids ain't getting polio now.
I understand that, but
kids can walk.
That was a totally different government from now. We've
actually,
seen
it was worse. Did you see? Do you know what the U.S. government was? But
I understand. I mean, I understand what you're saying. But I'm just saying, like, from what I see now, from even from the pandemic, how they giving all these stimulus checks and all this shit. And it's like, y'all gave out all this money when y'all can't even help Flint get water when they needed it for the past 5 years. You know, and they still don't got it. People coming out their pocket, literally, no, to help.
That's actually the government problem, because Michigan. I'm talking about the state. Michigan just got in trouble not too long ago because they took out of like the couple million dollars they got in relief money, like mayors, governors, and shit like that. They took about like $75,000 and gave themselves bonuses and shit last year instead of
putting it where it needed to go.
So that's what. That's the state, because like the state got federal money to help out the state, but the officials gave themselves extra money.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. I can see it both ways. I can see why people won't get it. I can see why people will get it. But
yeah, I mean, I completely understand myself, but I did it because it put me in a peace of mind and made me feel comfortable doing certain stuff.
And honestly, I ended up getting it. I did not want to. But the way, like, shit that I got going on, I feel like I'm like, okay, if it killed me, I ain't gonna say if it killed me, it killed me, because that's not what I was thinking. I just, something told me, like, get the vaccine. And I didn't get the double vaccine. I ended up getting a Johnson & Johnson. And a lot of, even you and some of my friends were like, you know, the Pfizer, if you get the Pfizer, if you get the this, if you get
the that. I'm not even Pfizer. I got the Moderna, like.
But my thing is, it's better than nothing. Like, so I got the Johnson & Johnson, which is the one dose, and I regretted it, I'm going to tell you.
Well, she regretted it the next day
because how she felt. I was literally sick for 24 hours and I regretted it. And it literally, by probably like that 26th hour, it was like it never happened. I felt completely fine.
That's what happened. Basically, I happened with my second dose.
Which is trash. But, I don't know. I mean, if, like I said, if you, I got the vaccine after I did, literally, I spent 2 hours doing research on this vaccine. I did 2 hours doing research, like the percentages, and because a lot of people were saying that the Johnson & Johnson had problems with blood clots. They were saying that it causes neurological problems. They were like, okay, I literally sat there for 2 hours and was going.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, people talking about the blood clot issue, but it's like, you was on birth control at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost double the percentage of
So my thing, and it was mostly for blood clots.
Yeah, like, so you just have to look, because
it was like 50 was like the risk factor. Yeah. Like, okay, no, you probably shouldn't get this. But I did a lot of research before I did it, and I mainly did it because I wanted to make sure I had some sort of protection, you know. You know, masks can do a lot, and I still wear masks, even at work and stuff. Still wear masks. A couple other people do too, but
yeah, and it's like I'm fully,
and I feel like it's gonna pick up too.
Yeah, like I'm fully vaccinated. Depending on where most places I went to the mall in my pocket, but it was like nobody in the mall,
mm-hmm.
So it's like I felt. Because it wasn't packed. Like, honestly, I didn't run into nobody or walk next to nobody. So, I felt okay. But I was still on edge. And it's like, we about to go to Myrtle Beach. And I think I'm pretty much probably going to wear one the whole time when we out.
The Johnson & Johnson, if you do decide on that one, you can get a booster. They have boosters for, like, you could get a booster after 6 months.
Oh, for real.
So, I mean.
Did you think about doing that? Or?
I was thinking about it, but it's not 6 months. I'm going to Jamaica in October, so it's
I mean, honestly, you'll be fine. You'll be fine next week.
But, you know, we'll see. But let's go ahead and wrap this up, because we are almost at it. We are at an hour, but I'm going to do Baywatch real quick. So I feel like we did a lot of Baywatches, like 4 last time.
I don't remember what we did.
Yeah.
We forgot to put the podcast.
Yeah. So Baywatch, we're gonna do something that we actually watched together, and then one thing that he watched, one thing that I watched by myself. So together we started watching Raising Kanan, which is apparently power has now. So like when you watch Raising Kanan, it shows like it looked like power about to come, but it says Power Universe. So,
I mean, but I like it.
Marvel Universe. I like it.
I like it because it showed, because, like, when we watched the original Power, really know too much about his backstory. Like, yeah. Like you knew about Ghost and you knew about Tommy and you knew Kanan rolled with them, but you really didn't know.
Yeah, but you know, I think the last episode that we forgot to put out, I talked about I was watching Ghost
Power Book 2.
Power Book 2 with Jesus.
So, yeah, like, you got hooked on Power Book 2 late.
I know. I didn't watch. I don't know why, but this sounds weird, but watching new shows gives me anxiety. Like, I don't know why, but I started Power Book 2 late because I remember my friend, I remember Brittany, he's like, I'm going to go watch Power. And she like, you ain't watching it? It's so good. And I'm like,
and I was telling you about it too.
Like, and you know, I just didn't want to do it, but I finally buckled down, watched it. I got it done in like 2 weeks. So,
yeah, because we watched it back together. Like, I told you, like, you gotta watch it, it's good. And then, like, you seen the first episode, you're like, okay, I'm gonna keep watching it.
So, my things on that, Mary J. Blige.
She has her moments.
The acting. LeBron, it's kind of like that LeBron acting in Spit Notes. It wasn't that bad. Like I said, I enjoyed looking at her more than the acting.
Yeah, like some stuff she surprised me. I'm like, okay, she stepped
yes, it up. Yes, it's some certain points I'm like, okay, this is what I've been needing. But then there's some points where I'm like,
she kind of regressed a little bit. But I believe she's going to do better next season.
It just made me think of, I don't know if it's because
anyway, going back to Raising Kanan, like, what do you think about?
I wasn't done talking.
I know you wasn't done, but it's like, you want to talk about new episodes?
I know, but I want to say what I was going to say.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Mary J. Blige is an icon. Okay. I enjoyed looking at her. I enjoyed the hair. I enjoyed the outfits. And honestly, I kind of, and this is Power Book 2, I kind of, I was intimidated by her a little bit on the show. Like, it's like, oh shit, Monet is coming. Her name is Monet on the show. So, shit, Monet about to whoop his ass. But, I liked Power Book 2. Raising Kanan, oh my god. We are only...
Yeah, the second.
It's so good. If you have not watched it, it's so good. And the one chick, what's her name? Look her up. Jukebox.
Yeah, the chick that played
Jukebox. She can sing her fucking ass off.
No, not even that. It's like when I seen... I think I seen like her Instagram, like off of one of the, might have been 50 Cent or something. I was like, I didn't even know it was her, because like she looked completely different in person as she do as playing a character in that role so good.
But you know what I thought that it was gonna be like Get Rich or Die Trying, like that storyline. That's what it seemed like.
And that's what it seemed like, but I doubt it. But any character is good as fuck.
Die Trying, because the mom on here. Kanan's mom reminding the mom on there.
You can see it's loosely said, talk about all the time. That's pretty much like he grew up and shit like that.
What is BMF?
BMF, the Black Mafia family. No, that's real. It's based off the real. It look good as fuck, though. You seen the previews before Raising
Kanan. But you know, I seen the real 50 Cent.
Real 50 Cent.
It's actually a man from New York named 50 Cent who was a drug dealer, I think. Named 50 Cent. And I remember they said when he came out that the family was father's name. Like, it was the daughter, I feel like the baby mom, and it was a couple other people. Like, they even made, like, it's on piece on there for that man, whoever it is, that 50 Cent.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Somewhere in New York. But anyways, so we watch Raining. If you haven't started watching it, it's good as fuck. What you been watching by yourself?
PG, like, I don't know.
Is it anime?
No, Iglesias.
Oh, that one is good. I watch a little bit. It's Fluffy.
Yeah, you use Fluffy, that's his name, but I can't think of his real name for some reason.
Gabriel.
Iglesias, that's his name. But it's actually a good show. It's on Netflix. It's kind of a kiddie show, but it actually has like real life lessons and shit.
And
like
they got
that.
My girl on it.
It's like a sitcom. It's like a good
Yeah.
Like an old school 90s sitcom, but it's actually like teach. I would have, like, if you got like a teenager or something, he's actually a teacher that give a fuck about kids, which nowadays put that much effort into kids, like, they just use it as a job and get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good show. I was watching it is because it was like, it was a little corny and cheesy. What happened next? So I just kept watching it because I want to know what happened next.
So I think I put this on the unreleased spot. Watching as, this was like something I was out when I was like in middle school. It's a cartoon, but for me, it kind of, watching it back, it kind of reminds me of like the Moishas and the Parkers, like, but it's a cartoon. It's the only cartoon that I watched that ever changed their clothes on different episodes. Actor's name. It's a black actor. She did Susie Carmichael's voice. She's on there. But I've been rewatching that and rewatching it now. And honestly, I don't remember how it ended as a child. I don't remember how it ended.
Wasn't it a movie?
It did a couple like movies throughout. It was three seasons.
Was it a theatrical movie?
No, it was a TV movie. They did like two TV movies. But it's good. Like me watching, I'm like, it's really a lot of lessons and you know, it's a little shit. Cree Summer, that's her name. She does a lot of the black characters. Like, she did Susie Carmichael, Miranda.
No, she did, like, over...
Yes, she... And it's all... It's most of the time black characters is what I love. And she was in A Different World, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, like I said, she's done over, like, 400 characters. Like,
Kids Next Door, she was the black one in there. The Rugrats, of course. Clifford... Rapunzel, Elmira on
Tiny Toons.
Tiny Toons, yeah.
For real?
Yep. For a show. He had a show. Proud Family. I know who she was in Proud Family. That little boy with the braids.
But that's just like the one dude that played he played Luke Skywalker. What's his name? He played Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, but everybody thought he fell off, but he did. He's the same way before. Famous for like the Joker. He played the Joker in like one of his biggest parts.
Who the fuck was LL Cool J in Rugrats Go Wild?
Anyway. No, speaking about voice actors, you know, people was upset about shit. What was his name? He played M'Baku in the Black Panther.
Yeah.
People was mad because he was casted a podcast or animated web series or something like that. And people was pissed because he was black. It was like, it's a voice. He's a voice actor. Oh, he's casted for the voice. He's not actually dressing up and playing Batman. You know,
anytime a black person, quote unquote, ruins a white person. This is our, that's their favorite word. This is our history.
Are you ruining my childhood?
You know how, remember, yeah, that's what it is.
You're ruining my childhood.
How are we ruined? Because we're changing the color of the character?
Not even changing the color of the character. He's playing a...
You know that Little Mermaid about to come out, that live-action Little Mermaid. They're going to be pissed about that with Halle.
Yeah, that... I don't understand. People's main thing to say is like, well, what if we made Black Panther a white guy? And it's like, okay, that would be an issue just because who is Black Panther's roots? He's a African king. But just like Thor, if you made Thor a fucking black guy, that's weird because he's the Viking god of thunder. If you think about that, that's that what is it? Like, yeah, he couldn't be a white guy. Yeah. Like, he couldn't be a black guy. Like, yeah.
But
if it's like Spider-Man, it's a teenager from Queens.
Latina, that could be a black person, that could be a white, that could be a Jamaican, like...
It could be anybody.
But even with, like, my thing is, I don't understand why I was so mad about Halle, because looking at her features, she literally sounds and looks like a fucking Disney princess. The eyes, like, just her features, and then on top of her voice...
They're talking about, it's a fucking mermaid. Right. It's not even a real... It's a fucking mermaid. Like...
Right. That's what it is at the end of the day. Yeah, so... Baywatch, you said, what was your, oh, Mr. Iglesias, that's on Netflix. As Told by Ginger is on Prime Video.
No, it's on
Paramount.
It's on Paramount, yeah.
Paramount. Paramount you Plus. Can get Paramount Plus on Prime Video. And then Raising Kanan is
on Stars.
Stars. So check those things out. Anything else you want to say before we go?
No, just like the Marvel. Check out the Marvel shit. Like, I still didn't see Black Widow.
Black Widow.
But then Shang-Chi about to come out pretty soon. They just had another trailer. Shang-Chi. Mm-hmm. He about to come out, Marvel movie. And then Suicide Squad come out next week. That's DC.
Yes. Oh my God. I can't wait to see that. I'm excited. Yeah,
but that's actually really good. Like, it's even like the not reviews. For kids, though. The reviews coming out, and Rotten Tomatoes still got it at 100%. Even though Rotten Tomatoes,
I like it's the not first creditable.
Like, Rotten Tomatoes is like iffy, yeah. But it's like they still got it at 100%. And people that's actually reviewing it earlier that I follow on Instagram and shit saying that's a really good ass movie.
Yeah. So Blissful Glow Nail Polish, and that's BLISSFUL. GLOW.
Hey, and stay close.
And that's blissful-glow.com. And yes, stay
you
close.
You got some stuff coming.
We got some new shit coming. Y'all gonna be excited as fuck, because I'm excited as fuck. So yeah, stay close. Go see what we got now. But bitch, the good shit is coming.
Yeah, because you know,
No Filter Pod.
Support your wife.
NoFilterPod@gmail.com.
I'm actually being genuine. I'm saying, like, you know,
I thought you were trying to be smart.
No, I'm saying, like, support your wife or significant other when they got something going on, because you never know what could happen. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's big shit coming up that I wouldn't have thought we would have been in this space. So we got shit coming up, people can buy, and it's actually a good ass product. Like,
NoFilterPod@gmail.com. Let us know what y'all think about the podcast. If y'all think we ghetto, if y'all think we hood, if y'all think that we're too ghetto for you, don't listen. That's all I gotta say about that.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Mm-hmm.
People be trying it.
Yeah, niggas with puppies and shit.
Be trying this. Right, when we try and say, what the fuck is up? Anyways.
People with teacup, you grown ass man with a teacup.
Shut up. That don't have nothing to do with it. Also open. If you got some issues you want to talk about, if you want to talk about something on the show. Also, I am going to do a episode coming up. I want to talk about Black women in healthcare. I've made a post on our podcast page on Instagram about it. I definitely want to get at least a couple people, a couple girls, women, Black women in here to talk about their experiences. But we'll talk about that later. But yeah, so check out my post about that. If you have a story you want to share, you can inbox us about Black women in healthcare.
Or just anything in general.
Anything in general, too. Yeah, so just let us know. Thank you so much for listening. We love the feedback from our last episode, even though I feel like it was just a drunk-ass episode. shout-out to Deontay for shouting us out. G-Black, dope-ass rapper, y'all. Yeah, so just check us out. Let us know what y'all think about the podcast. If y'all have anything to say, check us out. All right.
No, that's it.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time. Bye. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.